Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Andre Chapon. Brian Kelly's legal team has filed a lawsuit against LSU in an effort to get the school to pay the former Tigers football coach the full buyout of $54 million. Wilson Alexander is covering the story for the Advocate newspaper and says the suit claims that LSU is telling Kelly he has not been formally terminated and they will seek to fire him for cause.
They are still continuing to just pay him. And because it has not been formally done in writing, they think that he has not necessarily been formally terminated.
If LSU can prove they fired Kelly for cause, then they would not owe Kelly the full $54 million buyout. LSU interim head coach Frank Wilson says he is hopeful for junior linebacker Whit Weeks' return to the field after he has missed the last two games due to a bone bruise.
I'm uncertain right now. I'm probably hopeful without medically using the term doubtful or whatever, but he was in great spirits. He's eager. He wants to be back out there, but we won't put him out there until he can protect himself and play at the level that allows him to be elite.
LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
The suspensions of seven UL Lafayette football players for their roles in Saturday's postgame brawl with Texas State players are not sitting well with Dave Schultz, the host of the Locked On Sun Belt podcast. Schultz notes that it was the Texas State players who started the fight, but the Cajuns got the brunt of the suspensions, including senior safety Tyree Skipper, who was suspended for the rest of the season. Schultz says Sun Belt Commissioner Keith Gill gave no explanation in how he decided which players to suspend and for how long, including Skipper's suspension for the rest of the season. And he says Gill owes the players, the coaches, the schools, and the fans more details.
Why doesn't Keith Gill go on Zoom and say, this is what we saw, this is what our investigation turned up, and this is why we're doing it?
LSU senior cornerback Mansoor Delane has been named as a semifinalist for the 2025 Bednarik Award, which is awarded to the best defensive college football player of the year. Delane has 37 tackles, 8 pass breakups, and 1 interception this season. LRN Sports, I'm Andre Champagne.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
You do what's required and asked of you to represent our university.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, man.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
We're all in to finish what we've started.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our hosts, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Three great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealers Studio. I'm Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and the Editor, Glenn Gilbo, our producer today. Once again, Tiger Rag and Louisiana Radio Network reporter Andre Champagne. Well, as the world turns when it comes to LSU, the news never stops. And today the big story is the lawsuit being filed by the attorneys for former LSU football coach Brian Kelly, in an attempt to confirm that the school fired him without cause. And according to the article by Wilson Alexander from The Advocate, established that he is entitled to his contractual buyout of nearly $54 million. We are going to hear a little bit here from Wilson Alexander from The Advocate, and then we'll talk about it amongst ourselves here with Todd and Glenn. But before we get to the interview I did earlier today with Wilson Alexander, Todd and Glenn, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
So I just got
Glenn was able to get his hands on the lawsuit. It took us all day to get it, and I just went through it. So
Coach Kelly gave it to me. I met him this afternoon.
Yeah, did he? Over margaritas somewhere.
Oh, no. Did you go to Superior to go?
No, we had coffee. Okay. We had coffee. I'm kidding. I got it from the attorney representing Brian Kelly, or one of his attorneys, Spire.
So the reason we couldn't get a copy of it is because it wasn't available at the clerk of court, because the clerk of court was closed today. So it was filed last night and apparently hadn't been processed on their website either. Mm-hmm. We can also get it. So it's interesting. So we got to look at it. We'll talk about it after your conversation with Wilson.
All right, so without further ado, let's hear from Wilson Alexander, who's been all over this story, the fine reporter for The Advocate who covers the LSU Tigers, and we'll go to that now. Talking with Wilson Alexander, who has been covering the departure of Brian Kelly from LSU, and Wilson, it looks like this divorce is getting messy. Give us an idea of what Brian Kelly's legal team has done here as far as filing a lawsuit against LSU. Apparently, the former coach for the Tigers believes he wants his $54 million buyout, and he doesn't want a penny less, right?
Correct. LSU and Kelly's representatives went into a meeting, had a phone call on Monday, ahead of a 5 p.m. deadline that Kelly's representatives had tried to put on LSU for LSU to provide written confirmation that it would fulfill Kelly's contract, pay him his full $54 million buyout, and essentially try to confirm in writing that he had been fired without cause. That has become a sticking point in their negotiations. LSU told them in that call, according to the lawsuit that got filed a few hours later, that they had taken the position that Kelly has not been formally terminated at this point, and that they believe he could be fired for cause, that they are the grounds for that. It is unclear what those grounds are. That is not something that was detailed in the lawsuit, and that's probably going to be the next big question, is what basis does LSU really have here in this case, because you're going to have to hit a pretty high threshold to be able to prove that he was fired for cause, especially after he was already, as we know, at least the semantics of this could get tricky as this goes through the legal system. If LSU is claiming he's not been formally terminated, but for all intents and purposes, fired on October 26th, LSU offered him that day two settlement offers, $25 million and $30 million, which we reported on Sunday, and Kelly rejected both of them, and they've continued to go through these negotiations ever since.
I know you're not a legal expert, but so is LSU saying that Brian Kelly is technically has not been fired? Is that what they're trying to say?
Yes, kind of. Like, he's no longer the head coach and in that position, but they are still continuing to just pay him. And because it has not been formally done in writing, they think that he has not necessarily been formally terminated and is still maybe an employee of the university. Like, that's where things kind of start to get confusing, because it's not really done this way. And so but that does seem to be their position. And from what I understand, that they think that they can play this out a little bit longer, that they don't need to sort of come to an agreement just yet. And I think that's probably some of what they're trying to, leverage right now.
If they are firing him for cause, they need to provide that information within 7 days of his firing. Is that right?
That is what his contract states, that he would have to be notified and then notified within 7 days that he was fired for cause, and then that Kelly would have 7 days to respond. And that's where LSU says, well, he hasn't been formally fired, so we could still do this for cause, because we could have 7 days to then, provide that notice. So that's where they're trying to, I think, say that they have not formally terminated him, if there is a case to be made for firing for cause. But LSU has not presented what that would be at this point.
And that's very interesting, Wilson, because there's a lot of rumors floating out there on what Coach Kelly was doing away from the football program. So this is where it could get really, really messy, right?
Correct. If this gets to a level of they go to discovery and they're going into a Louisiana courtroom to decide whether or not he was fired without cause and is entitled to his full buyout, things would get very messy indeed. It still is unclear, though, even if maybe some of the rumors that you're referencing, whether or not that rises to the level of a firing for cause. I think that it would be tough to do that. Just because the level of a firing for cause, it's stuff like off-field behavioral issues mostly. It's NCAA rules violations or committing a crime. There is also this sort of morality clause in there, which is probably interpretable depending on what the lawyer thinks. And so that's where things get messy, is if they're trying to interpret something like that, and that makes its way all the way into a courtroom, which I'm sure both sides would like to avoid, but they haven't come to an agreement yet, and those negotiations are going to continue, especially now that this lawsuit has been filed.
You had a feeling, though, Wilson, this wouldn't be a clean divorce, you know, considering how abruptly they fired, well, if they fired Kelly, as abruptly as Kelly was asked to leave the football office after leading in the second half of the Texas A&M game.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and that's one of the things that's also odd about this, is that in the lawsuit, Kelly's representatives claim that LSU has said Scott Woodward didn't have the authority to make that decision or offer settlement terms, which LSU did on the day of the firing. So and that's sort of kind of confusing as to how would he have not had the authority as the sitting athletic director at that time. And that's something else that will have to be decided within the court system. Or there could be a scenario, it's hard to see this playing out, where things are at the moment. But if they were to reach a settlement, a reduced sum, a lump sum payment, LSU's offer was for $30 million. I'm sure Brian Kelly and his lawyers balked at that and are wanting for a much higher number. They might be trying to get that.
Thanks, Wilson. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So that was Wilson Alexander, who's been covering this story for The Advocate. Todd, I know you have a lot to say on this subject, so the floor is yours.
Well, the first thing is, it's kind of hard. I don't even know where to begin. You know, So I guess where I'm going to start is the public reaction on social media, meaning Twitter, what different journalists have written outside of social media and on social media about this. It makes, you know, it's like they're totally making fun of LSU and saying LSU's a zoo, they didn't handle this right. They're totally not paying attention to the facts, okay? The facts are that Scott Woodward, Virge Ausberry, and Julie Cromer, I believe is her name, sat down with Brian Kelly on the Sunday morning after the football game where they got blown out by Texas A&M, and explained to him that they no longer wanted him to be the coach at LSU and they were going to separate from him. Then they explained to him that they had ample reasons that they could separate with cause from him, but they wanted to spare him the public humiliation and reach a settlement agreement with him. Okay? That was what happened. All right. That's why there was no formal notification. Formal means writing and in writing. It was not put in writing because they hadn't reached the agreement yet. They agreed to work on an agreement at that point. Scott Woodward did not have the authority under the LSU Board of Supervisors bylaws to separate or to fire him without approval from the Board of Supervisors. But he did have the authority to negotiate an agreement that he could then take to the Board of Supervisors and have them approve or disapprove at that time. All right? So that is normal. At no point did LSU say, we are firing Brian Kelly without cause. It's nowhere in writing anywhere because that hadn't been determined yet. In fact, I know from sources that were in the know about the meeting that Brian Kelly was told, we can fire you with cause. And they agreed they did not want to do that. So what has happened in the last 24 hours, in a nutshell, is Brian Kelly has basically said, for whatever reason, I don't accept your $25 million settlement agreement offer, and I don't accept your $30 million settlement agreement. Lump sums, by the way, the $30 million in two payments of $15 million each. And instead, I want $43 million. And LSU said, sorry, we're not doing that. Now we're going to probably move towards formally firing you with cause. And we have a dossier of substantial reasons why we think we can win that, all right? And Kelly is basically saying, go for it. And LSU is saying, well, I guess we are forced to now. We didn't want the bad publicity. We didn't want you to have the bad publicity. You agreed to negotiate with us. Now you're not. And by the way, the $30 million offer that LSU made will be perceived in court as good faith on LSU's part. And that's something
that
nobody's seeing right now.
Glenn, what's your thoughts on where we're at right now?
Well, you know, everything around the firing on October 26th, even though, you know, usually you don't see those words, we're firing you with cause or we're firing you without cause. Usually they're just fired. And everything around that firing on October 26th and the days after, even though the words without cause were not used by LSU, everything around it, it looked like without cause, you know, because immediately the buyout came up, you know, even though it was being negotiated. Because when you're fired with cause, you don't get the buyout. So even though LSU didn't say you're fired, Brian Kelly, with cause, it certainly looked like he was being fired because he wasn't winning. So that's going to be tough to argue, I think. From LSU's standpoint, if it goes to trial or has some kind of judgment by a judge.
Except when you get to the point where there is a morals clause, and it is a morals clause written directly in LSU's favor. And we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as we move forward.
Yes, let's take a break. We'll get back on this topic some more. You're listening to Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Coming up a little bit later, we'll talk some women's basketball with Reed Darcy of The Advocate. We'll also talk with LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson in hour number two, along with Tom Murphy with the Arkansas Democrat. We'll get a scouting report on the Razorback. So a lot to get to here on Tiger Rag Radio, again from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef. It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Jeff Palermo with you, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and the editor, Glenn Gilbos. We're talking about the lawsuit filed by Brian Kelly's legal team as they are seeking the entire $54 million that is owed to Brian Kelly as a result of his firing, dismissal, however you want to describe it. Apparently not fired. Todd, do you think, and again, this is where speculation, and Todd laid out some very strong points as far as what you are hearing from the LSU perspective, but what we've been hearing is that, and anybody that's, we're not going to give specifics, I think a lot of LSU fans have heard the rumors, the speculation on what was happening with Brian Kelly in his personal life and maybe what evidence that LSU has against him. Why would he fight this if those things are true? Why would he want, I mean, just to collect another $10-15 million?
Maybe his lawyers are advising him to fight, but you know, I don't know that. But
lawyers do love to pick a fight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But the what they're offering him keeps going up. You know, it went up from 25 to 30, so maybe it'll go up more, you know, but you know, and also, you know, the those might be rumors, you know, and maybe Kelly's lawyers are not taking them seriously, but they might not know all that LSU has. And Jeff, I've covered a lot of lawsuits where it looks like one side is in the lead early, and the side that's being quiet, like LSU right now, they might have more. They're just carrying a big stick. And you know, and I think they need to convey that to the Kelly side. Or maybe Kelly doesn't care. Maybe he's not interested in getting another job, and he's like, to hell with it. I just want the most of the buyout. I don't care about my reputation, and because I'm not going to coach again anyway.
See, I agree with the especially the last point that Glenn said. I think that there's been a change in the attitude since they sat in the room on Sunday morning, the day following the Texas A&M game, and discuss this. I think Kelly was adamant that he did not want any of this information out to protect his reputation. LSU did not want it out because it says we're seeing right now it's bad PR across the board. It affects recruiting. It affects your ability to possibly entice another coach that you would want to come here.
Right, especially
because of distrust.
Because of the buyout, yeah.
Right, or distrust. But the reality, I think, is, and this is, again, two things. I think the attorneys, of course, want the fight because
sometimes they advise their client to settle.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
But if the attorney the law firm sees that they could get additional compensation,
money, or if they don't think much of LSU's case,
or yeah, and LSU could get it. And I also think this is the biggest point. The biggest point overall is that Brian Kelly sitting there saying Scott Woodward was fired. Yes. They don't know what's going on.
That hurts LSU's case that Woodward got fired.
Except I think they don't. I think that's where Kelly, who's bullish probably on that fact, is making the same mistake he did with his offensive line this year when he was bullish on his offensive line, and he was bullish on the 2023 defense at the beginning of the year. This is even a bigger mistake because I think Virge Ausberry, who's now the AD, was the person managing all of that information.
And a Woodward ally.
And a Woodward ally.
Woodward is a mentor of Virge.
And I also believe, exactly, and I also believe that Scott Woodward's exit and the fact that he's going to be collecting a settlement in his buyout of over $6 million aligns him with LSU in this case. So when it goes to the 19th Judicial District Court, which might as well be puppeteers.
Scott's been there before.
Yeah. For LSU, Scott will be there touting LSU's case. This is ridiculous. This is a bad move on Brian Kelly's part to turn down $30 million in expedited payments and have this thing disappear from the public eye.
Well, I think he might be enjoying how it's all blowing up on the LSU end. You know, he might be enjoying. And you know, he may have just got mad and wants to fight. You see that in lawsuits sometimes.
It very well could be.
He might be being emotional, and he might be disagreeing with his lawyers. His lawyers might be telling him to settle. You know, we don't know.
Yeah,
a level of skepticism, though, from LSU's point of view, that they have their ducks in a row on this thing.
Yeah, I would. That's a good
because there is not one thing that they have done well since the second half of the Texas A&M game.
Right, and even if they have ducks, you know, if they, in other words, if they have a lot on Kelly, they still might not win because their game plan is off. You know, they have the ducks, but they don't have them in a row.
Every legal analyst you hear, they say, and I guess there's always precedent, right? You can always, you know, you can always. There is always precedent, but every legal analyst you hear is that to try to win a suit like this, showing that you did fire some from cause, is very, very, very difficult.
Mike Price at Alabama in 2003, Bobby Petrino at Arkansas. Well,
those guys had obvious cause. Brian Kelly's cause, you know about it, but a lot of people don't know about it.
But I will say this: Brian Kelly knew about it. And he didn't want it out there.
But maybe now he doesn't care. Who knows?
And I don't know. I can't see how a man like that would, based on what we're hearing may have occurred, why he would even want that out of there. I don't. That doesn't add up to
me. And again, I'm going to tell you that LSU's offer of $30 million yesterday afternoon in an expedited payment with no mitigation opportunities from a future job is a good move on their part because it establishes good faith on their part in the court, and there's precedence for that. And that's a knock against Kelly's efforts.
All right, we'll talk some women's basketball.
Sound like he's thinking. He's being too emotional. What it looks like.
Yeah. It's not the first time, right? Let's take a break.
Both sides have bad track records. That's damn clear.
Just look at the offensive line.
Both sides have bad track records. LSU legally and Brian Kelly as a coach.
All right, we're way late for a break, guys. Let's take it and we'll talk women's basketball when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Former LSU football coach Brian Kelly files a lawsuit so that he can get every cent of the $54 million buyout he's owed.
The lawsuit claims LSU is attempting to fire Kelly for cause to avoid paying his $54 million buyout. To fire a coach with cause, you have to prove the coach did something very bad outside of how he managed or coached the program. According to Kelly's contract, he would have to be informed that he was being fired for cause within 7 days of his termination. But Kelly's attorneys claim that LSU is telling the 64-year-old he has not been formally fired.
The semantics of this could get tricky as this goes through the legal system if LSU is claiming he's not been formally terminated.
That's Wilson Alexander of The Advocate, who says it's unknown what reasons LSU has for firing Kelly with cause. I'm Jeff Palermo.
A Slidell woman is arrested in connection with the death of her 5-year-old grandson. Police say 55-year-old Kristen Anders was under the influence of alcohol and central nervous system depressants when she ran over the little boy this morning. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Representative Julie Emerson is rolling out the welcome mat for New York City businesses looking to relocate from the city in the wake of that city's mayoral election. The Karen Crow Republican, who chairs the State House and Ways Committee, says even though the effects are not yet known since Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani has not yet taken office, businesses anxious over his policies are more than welcome to set up shop in Louisiana.
Anytime that we have an opportunity for businesses to come to Louisiana and create jobs for our residents, we want to do that.
On the heels of announcing the installation of 10,000 fortified roofs in Louisiana, Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple announces another round of fortified roof grants. Temple says the application period opens tomorrow morning and will be open for 1 week.
We've got 1,000 grants that we're going to be awarding to applicants on that.
This round of grants is once again limited to those who live in the coastal zone, as well as in Lake Charles, Sulphur, and Westlake. Follow us on Facebook. Search for Louisiana Radio Network.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio, we're back to Tiger Rag Radio.
Jeff Palermo with you along with Glenn Gilbo and Todd Horn from Tiger Rag Magazine and TigerRag.com. Just a pause here on all the football coaching and legal stuff, and we'll eventually get into talking a little bit about what happened Saturday in Tuscaloosa. But let's talk about the fifth-ranked LSU women's basketball team. And here to talk about that is Reed Darcy from The Advocate, who covers the Lady Tigers. LSU, as I mentioned, ranked fifth in the country, and they're scoring a heck of a lot of points. They've beat the likes of Houston Christian, Southeastern Louisiana, Georgia Southern. They've scored 100 points in each game. And Reed, I mean, what are some of the big things that you take from watching this team play inferior opponents here over the last three, over the course of their first three games of the season?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that, you know, you have to start with a caveat that they haven't really played a particularly tough schedule, and they won't play a particularly tough schedule.
Reed, I think we're
can we call you back?
That connection's not that's not going to work.
Kim Mulkey might have a wiretap on you, Reed.
Hey, Reed, can we try to call you back and reconnect you?
Go to a payphone. Oh, they don't have payphones anymore.
Under the radar here, guys, the Lady Tigers 3-0 and just crushing teams left and right that they're playing. And their next game coming up is Wednesday night, as they'll be taking on Charlotte. And we'll see. Charlotte, they got a first-year head coach. Right now, Todd, Glenn, what's your observations of what you've seen from this LSU team?
Well, I think this is the best LSU team that she's had, including the 2023 national championships, at least at this stage in the season. She's got Flauje and Michaela leading the offense, along with Malaysia Fulwiley, the transfer from South Carolina. They can shoot better than any team that she's had at LSU, and they play better defense. And they have good post players in Kate Koval and the other transfer. I can't think of her name right this second.
You think this is better than their national championship
team? I
think
at this stage in the season, it's better than their national championship was. But I think we've got Reed back. So I don't know if Reed, if you were able to hear what I just said, but maybe you can agree or disagree or give us your own opinion of this team right now.
Yeah, so you're talking about the national title team and how good they looked in the non-conference.
What I was basically saying is I think that this team is actually looking stronger at this stage in the season than that team did, even though that was, they looked really good early on too.
Yeah, with this team, it's really, really difficult to find even things to nitpick right now. Like usually at the start of these seasons when they're playing these cupcake games, you know, and they're playing these opponents, you know, sometimes in the past they've had a tendency to, you know, get out to slow starts or maybe have turnover issues. We haven't seen any of that really. So it's really been a smooth operation. And the thing that I want to point out is that this team has eight newcomers, and, you know, based on how they played again, you have to couch it with the fact that they haven't played any real teams. But they still look like a well-oiled machine. They look like they've been playing together for a long time. They haven't really skipped a beat. They've hit the ground running, especially on offense, and it all looks really cohesive and really good. So I think that's what's stuck out to me so far. It's like, what can we point at to be like, oh, maybe they can improve here? I'm not seeing anything that really shows me that they have any place of room to grow. And, you know, you'll get to that point at some point in the season, but not right now. The first three games have been pretty dominant.
So, hey, Reed, so to that point, the eight newcomers include five freshmen, and those freshmen are contributing right away. I mean, that's unusual in and of itself.
Yeah, they all are, especially Zakiya Johnson. I mean, she's been really, really good. You know, you look at her and it's just easy to see a lot of Anissa Morrow in her game. I know Kim Mulkey has made a point to compare her to Nina Davis, the former All-American she had at Baylor a few years before she took the LSU job. She's in that mold of an undersized post player who has skills like a guard, but also really knows how to rebound the ball. And Kim Mulkey has kind of found another player like that, you know, as soon as she loses Anissa Morrow, which is pretty crazy. And Grace Knox has given some good things off the bench. She's a little raw, but she's athletic, good rebounder, good defender, and, you know, she's going to keep on growing, getting better. And then one of the other freshmen I really like is Bella Hines. You know, I think she really has a chance to carve out a role in SEC play just because, first of all, she plays really good defense. She really likes defense. You know, you've taken she's taken a couple of charges already. She knows how to move her feet. She's tall and long. She can get in passing lanes, and then she takes pride in her defense. And then the other thing is that she can really shoot the ball. I believe she's hit four of her first six three-point tries or something along those lines, maybe six of her first ten, if I'm not mistaken there. And so if she can shoot it, maybe not at that level, but at a rather high level, then maybe she can find her way into that rotation of eight or nine players once SEC play begins in January.
Hey, Reed, this is Andre. Just seeing how Mileja Fulwiley plays like with this group, do you think her role off the bench still suits her? I know that was kind of a surprise for all of us seeing that she was going to come off the bench. Do you think that she works better kind of playing an extended role off the bench more so than she did at South Carolina, kind of what she's doing right now? And then I guess my second part of that is, I know they're kind of trying to do it slowly, but how much, I guess, to an extent, should they extend her minutes?
Yeah, I think she'll probably play a lot more minutes than she played at South Carolina. It's, you know, really at South Carolina, she only played around 18 minutes a game. I'd expect LSU to give her quite a bit more. She might be pushing 30 minutes a game, and she can still do that even if she does come off the bench. I really like the fit for her coming off the bench. I think, you know, Jada Richard has played well enough to make it so that she's the starting point guard and she can start games and really get LSU off to a fast start just by initiating the offense. And then Fulwiley can come in once, you know, Flage and Michaela and some of the others rotate out, and she can kind of carry LSU through those stretches without the star. So I think it's a really good fit. I think it's a pretty natural fit for her. I am a little surprised that she started on the bench, but again, if you look at the results, it's hard to argue with the results and just how smooth and cohesive it has all fit together so far. So I think it could change, but right now they've got a pretty nice balance of minutes, and I wouldn't expect that to really change too much until we get to January, because it's just working so well right now. Jada Richard hasn't scored a ton of points, but I think she's done everything LSU really needs her to do in terms of like taking care of the ball, getting the ball into the post and then running the half court offense pretty smoothly. I think she's been pretty impressive at point guard.
Reed, why does Kim Mulkey every year make her schedule so easy prior to the SEC schedule? And it seems to work for her. But why does she do it?
What she'll say is that she wants to build confidence. She wants her team to be confident going into January. It's kind of how she's always done it. You know, some coaches do it differently. Tennessee does it differently. South Carolina does it differently. But Mulkey just doesn't want them to be exposed too often early on. She wants them to get confidence and build that confidence throughout the months of November and December so that they're ready to roll when SEC play begins. And now if you look at the, you know, in years past, it hasn't really hurt their tournament seeding. And if you look at their schedule now, and especially what it's looked like the last 2 years, like they play enough quality teams from January to March that it doesn't really matter who they play in the non-conference, because their strength of schedule is more than good enough to get them a good tournament seed. So if you're Kim, you're like, you know, why do they need to put difficult games on the schedule and risk hurting her team's confidence when they can just take November and December and work out all the kinks so that they're ready to go when January starts?
Does Mulkey think this is her best team, one of her best teams ever?
I think so. I think it's up there. You know, it's very early again, and I need to couch everything that I'm saying with the fact that they haven't really played, you know, any good teams yet, but I really like this team. I think she really likes this team, and I think what tells me that she really likes the team is how balanced her minutes are. You know, you've got 11 players essentially that are playing at least 10 minutes a game. None of her stars are playing more than 20 minutes a game. So it just goes to show that I think she has 10 or 11 that she really likes and she really trusts. You know, maybe in years past, even in the non-conference, we haven't seen the minutes distributed that evenly before. So I think, you know, when you look at it, she's got the depth, she's got a lot of talent. These freshmen give them a lot of energy, a lot of juice, and they all really fit with what Kim Mulkey wants to do. So she certainly has a lot of options, and I think that's what sticks out, you know, the optionality she has, way more in than she did in years past, way more depth just a lot more options for her to play with throughout November and December.
January 1st, can't get here soon enough, Reed, when they finally get in the conference play.
Yep.
It's hard to judge. It really is when they're playing the teams that they're playing. But we'll see. They'll be back at it Wednesday night in the Maravich Center, and Reed will be there to cover it, along with Andre Champagne for Tiger Rag. Thanks a lot, Reed, for joining us.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Glad to be back on.
Yep. Reed Darcy, we'll be hearing a lot from him over the next few months as Coach Kim Mulkey's team rolling so far through the non-conference part of their schedule. Back to football talk when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio, Jeff Palermo along with Glenn Gilbo and Todd Horn. Just talked with Reed Darcy. We'll get into a little men's hoops talk. Tigers off to a 2-0 start. Good win over UNO
good.
Last night.
Looking good, the Tigers.
Beating the Privateers, who were... Everybody had them going into Final Four after they beat TCU last week. But
Such sarcasm.
Thank you very much.
I think he's hinting at me right now. Jeff, are you trying to throw shots here?
He's not a men's college men's basketball fan right now.
Not in November, I'm not.
even when LSU basketball is good, it doesn't start till January. It really doesn't.
Yeah, you're right.
And SEC, I really think NCAA basketball should not start until January. I really do, nationwide.
Yeah, I agree. Forget the whole March Madness thing. Let's move it out of there. Get it away from football. But anyways, speaking of football, let's get back on it here. Guys, here's my quick take on this. Can we just fast forward to December? Do we really need to see this team play? And I'm not trying to be – these kids are trying. They're trying. They're the coaches that are there that are trying. But I don't know. It's just a mess at this point. You have a new head coach. You have a new play caller. Now you're bringing in new quarterbacks. You have an offensive line that can't block. You have a wide receiver crew that's okay, and your best wide receiver, Aaron Anderson's been banged up all year. You can't give it to the running back enough because you're constantly second and long and third and long. Your defense is okay. There's a couple stars there. I don't know. Just I'm done with it, I think. And I don't know how it gets any easier for this group, other than the fact what saves them is they are playing an atrocious Arkansas defense this week, and they might actually accidentally score some points. So that's my take on it.
Well, to your take, they're going to have to accidentally score probably close to 38 or 40 points, I think, to have a chance, because that offense is similar to LSU's offense, high-octane offense in 2023. But I have a question for you before Glenn starts talking about his opinion on the Garrett Nussmeier, Michael Van Buren situation. Are you planning to watch the game on
Yes,
Saturday?
I will watch the game. I will watch the game, and I hope fans go to the game. I just don't know what we're going to get out of these 3 weeks, because I don't think the starting quarterback for the 2026 team is on this roster.
No, I don't think so either.
And
go ahead.
And I will say, I think Frank Wilson had to make the move. I would have done the same. That guy's got nothing to lose. And if he wants to be head coach and they wanted to win that game, Nussmeier was not the answer on Saturday night. But we saw Van Buren, and it's not like it's all of a sudden that much better.
Does that surprise you?
What? And then what was crazy to me to hear this from Frank Wilson yesterday was that there's not much separation between Garrett Nussmeier and Michael Van Buren. How could that be?
That's
Nussmeier's been the starter for 23 games.
That's not true.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah, I know that's what he said, but that's not true at all. Michael Van Buren is not a very good quarterback. Okay, he's just not, and I don't think they should have put him in. I really don't. I don't think they should have put him in. Nussmeier is having a rough year. He's got a terrible offensive line, but he is the team leader, and I think they should have stayed him in, left him in.
I would start Van Buren.
Let's not forget about the four drops that Van Buren had to go through.
Well, the trade has green drop. If there's anything that doesn't symbolize this entire season, was that play. Let's take a break. We'll be back after this.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it. We all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was a life for me. Home with LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Man, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
All right, final segment of this hour, and then when we get to the top of second hour, LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson will join us as LSU and fall ball baseball. It's been a big success so far. We'll get Coach Johnson's thoughts on that and their recent trip to the White House. We'll get you a scouting report on the Arkansas Razorbacks with Tom Murphy. We'll talk some men's hoops in hour two and get into some other things as well. But we were talking about LSU's quarterback situation. Todd thinks Michael Van Buren should start. I think they should go back to Nussmeier. I don't think Van Buren's that much better. And if you're trying to win these games, go with the guy that gives you a best chance to win. But what has happened to Nussmeier? It can't just be the offensive line is this bad and it is just completely torn down his confidence. It is going to be, this is one of the most disappointing seasons in LSU football history. And I think one of the biggest mysteries of what is, when it comes to LSU athletics, is what happened to Nussmeier, a 4,000-yard passer a year ago, to what we're seeing this season.
And I'm going to let Glenn talk because he's got a lot to say, but that is the worst offensive line I have ever seen.
And that's all it takes. But before we get to that, though, I noticed we took Brian Kelly off of the bump music there in between the breaks, Jeff. And since he didn't
get fired,
I think we need to put him back on there. And wouldn't it be cool if he just showed up at the game Saturday, huh? Hey, Frank, get out of the way, man. Give me the headphones. No, it's been a rough year for Garrett. I wrote about this Saturday night after the game. I was the last one in the Alabama press box. They had the security guard about to run me out. But, he did have the injury at first. Every game plan has been quick passes because they know how bad the offensive line is, regardless of who might have been bullish on it, right, Todd? And he loses his offensive coordinator. He loses his head coach, which I don't think hurt Garrett very much. If you saw that last conversation with Brian at the Texas A&M game, Garrett was doing most of the talking in that conversation. And it was funny because Brian kind of put his hands on his shoulders to kind of calm him down, and then it kind of ended. And then in the next game, Nussmeier's yelling at Frank Wilson in the same way he was yelling at Kelly, and Frank did the same thing with his hands. He put his hands on him, trying to calm him down. But before that exchange, Jeff, Frank was chewing out Nussmeier, and Garrett was not even looking at him. Okay, not even looking at him. Maybe that's why Frank took him out. But looking at it from Garrett's point of view, he lost his offensive coordinator, lost his head coach. His new play caller hasn't called plays since 2019 when he was at UNC Charlotte, and he's a run game coordinator. Frank Wilson has never been a coordinator. He had a terrible record as head coach at two places. He's always coached running backs, and now he's, what could he be telling Garrett? I'm sorry. I kind of feel bad for Garrett because I don't think he's had great coaching.
I do feel bad for him.
I don't think he's had great coaching at LSU, and he's got a terrible offensive line. And his receivers aren't as good this year as they were last year. But I don't think you bench him.
No.
I think he's too good. I think he's a lot better than Van Buren. I would play Van Buren in spots. I'd definitely put Van Buren in the red zone.
I still think there is this – the fact that this kid has been here for 5 years, waited for his chance, I still think he has the right in these two final home games to start. And if they're awful in these two home games, then okay, go start Van Buren at Oklahoma. But I don't know. It's pretty tough. Pretty depressing when you talk about it. But what's not depressing is LSU baseball. Yes. Jay Johnson, he'll join us when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.